It's time now for our series, Patient Files, your stories of healing, coping, and recovering from illness. Today, we hear from Maureen O'Brien. She is a nurse who lives in Haddon Heights, New Jersey. And in 2000, she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Shortly thereafter, she met a doctor who really changed how she looked at her diagnosis. His name is Thomas Leist, and he runs the Comprehensive MS Center at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia. They sat down to talk about how they've learned to negotiate as a team.
The weird thing is I thought I had just like a sciatic problem, and I had gotten a new corner. I thought it was just hitting me wrong, and I had tripped and fallen, and then I was having trouble brushing my hair, and then I had a really bad fall. I like fell like off of one step, and I just kept on going. I couldn't stop myself. When I finally went to my physician, he thought it was worth it for me to go and get checked since I was having so much pain. I had multiple sclerosis, and I can tell you I was completely shocked. Threw me through a loop. That was the last thing I thought I had. My husband got Dr. Leist's name. He had just came to Jefferson, and I got an appointment with him. And right away, he sat down and he talked to me. And he kind of talked to me as a person, not as a disease. And I think one of the first thing he ever said to me, and I'll never forget this, he said, you know, MS is always going to be in your living room. It just shouldn't be in the center of your living room.
I do think that multiple sclerosis affects the whole organism of a person, even though it's a neurological disease. And it also affects the organism of the family, of the care network of a person that is surrounding an individual. And so it is in this context that I think one has to discuss the disease. Mm-hmm.
At first, I wasn't really sure, and I had such weakness, and I was trying, I have a second floor, and, you know, trying to negotiate for a while. I was having problems even getting up and down the steps and things like that, and, you know, some days I was really bad. I would go up on my butt, and I would just be pissed, and I just thought, this is not going to happen. I'm not letting this happen. I have to do something to kind of get better. I was exhausted, and I just thought, this is crazy. I mean, is this what it feels like? Because for me, there's thought for me to walk. Where I'm going, how many steps. So if I do too much or if I'm working and I'm not sitting and taking a break, I almost want to cry because I'm so exhausted and my legs hurt so bad and my back hurts. So it's negotiating and kind of listening to my body. And I think that's what Dr. Leist kind of taught me, like listen to your body.
There is a certain reservoir of energy for the day, but at some point in time, it really becomes more difficult, mm-hmm. certainly towards the end of the day. And so things are probably best done in the morning. Mm-hmm. Through all of this, she continued to work as a nurse manager. And somewhere along the path, we also had to discuss how do you take advantage mm-hmm. of your family members, of your loved ones, of your care network to help you out and to kind of complement you in areas where perhaps you have to step back a little bit. And that's sometimes not so easy for somebody to let go.
Especially not me. That's really hard for me because I think that's it's innate as a nurse is to take care of somebody else, and to have somebody else take care of you is really difficult. I sometimes push the envelope and don't want to do it. And he negotiates with me, but gives me, I have a voice in my care, which is really important. It's not just like, take this, here's this, and go. It's a conversation. If I say, if I had to get steroids, IV, which I did for a while, I said, no, I don't think I need them. He goes, yeah, okay. So I'm going to order them. And we laugh about that because we have that kind of relationship. Like, I know I have to have them.
MS is a disease that sometimes doesn't want to negotiate. It kind of tells the patient, this is what I'm going to do. I'll sometimes tell individuals that MS can be a very stubborn negotiator. And so there needs to be a place for negotiation. Yes, we have a conversation around it. And I mean, in the current healthcare environment, to be able to take the time and have a conversation has become a luxury. But I do think if we have conversations, we may actually reduce healthcare cost overall. We increase adherence to treatments that are initiated. There may be a buy-in to what we do.
Being a nurse and being in healthcare, I mean, you don't see it that often. I was shocked. You know, you don't see that. I'm in practice. You don't see that often. And it was a breath of fresh air. And I think that's why it makes you want to do well and continue to be, you know, to take care of yourself. So because of your physician.
Maureen O'Brien is a New Jersey nurse who sees neurologist Thomas Leist for treatment of multiple sclerosis at Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia.